And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to City Beat this afternoon here on Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us. And it's time once again to talk about some of the things that are going on in the city of Nevada. And to help us do that again today, we've got Inner City Manager Mark Mitchell and Nevada Mayor George Knox who are joining us on today's program. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
George, I'm going to get you a little closer there if you don't mind. I'm just giving directions already, aren't I? Well, obviously, a lot has gone. We had you here 2 weeks ago. A lot has gone on since then. And it's obviously a logical time to come in and kind of get an update on what's happened over the last couple of weeks. First of all, Mayor, I'll start with you first, and just because you can kind of talk about things from a perception stand before we kind of get into the nuts and bolts here with Mark. But as mayor and having kind of evaluated things, how do you think things have gone so far?
You know, I think things are going very, very, very well. I am so pleased with our city leadership and our county leadership. You know, we meet every Wednesday to make sure that we're all on the same page. And this morning we had another incredible call. The two people I'd really like to highlight from the call this morning is Walmart's manager and Woods Grocery Store manager. I mean, talk about being in the right place at the right time. They are serving our people to the very, very best they can. People in Nevada seem to be adjusting to what we're going through, and I really think with having no positive tests at this point in time that we're doing just really well, and I couldn't be more pleased with what's happening in our city.
Well, obviously, a lot of some businesses have already taken the initiative to close for the time being, and for their own employees or whatever. Some have to stay open, including this radio station. But it looks like a lot of them have already taken that initiative.
Yes, they have. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be a hippie in another 2 weeks because I can't get my hair cut.
So. Exactly. Well, Mark, of course, you were on that call this morning, kind of going through with everybody. There are a couple of things you want to highlight. First of all, some people may not realize the new sales tax went into effect today.
That is right. Thank you, Mike, for that. Yeah, effective today, our sales tax rate is now at 8.225, up from our current rate of 7.725. And I just want to confirm with everybody that businesses should be collecting that new tax. They should have received their Department of Revenue letter in March. Just want to make sure that gets out to all our business owners.
All right, so very good. So if some people may see a little bit higher bill than what they expected, then they'll know why.
That's right.
When they get their Sonic Happy Hour drink, they know what's higher. Well, what's a couple of other highlights from the call? We were on the call with you this morning, along with a lot of people at around the community. Let's talk about a couple of other things that have come out in the last couple of days. Notably, of course, the parks are open, but somewhat restricted, right?
Yes, thank you, Mike. Yeah, we've closed our playground, and that was the reason behind that was the CDC issued a statement that playground could possibly hold the virus if came in contact. So we are taking initiative to fence off all our playground equipment and our parks. The parks are still open. You can still walk your animals. You can still take advantage of the beautiful weather. Just the playground equipment will be off limits.
We get a lot of questions I've seen on social media, and we've gotten questions here. Can they still fish?
Yes, they can.
All right.
And Missouri State Conservation,
yeah,
you don't need a fishing license.
That's right. Yeah, they waived all that fee for, I think, until for about a month anyway.
Something like that.
Those who fish will know that. But at any rate, so that's always good to know. What about anything in the last couple of weeks that you might want to bring out that may have changed or needs to be maybe you've got more information on?
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I do want to highlight just a couple of things. I want to remind everyone in our county and our city that it's really important that they do the census. With all this going on, people forget about it and it's not out in the public. But right now, I checked this morning, the counties, only 40% have filled out the census. The city, we're at 36%. So it's really important. It helps us, the county, and helps the city. So we'll really take some time to fill out our line, or if you mail to it, please get that sent back in. I just want to bring everybody up to speed of where we are with our taxi program. I thank the mayor and the council for allowing us to waive the fees. We've given 317 rides since my birthday, March 23rd, when we initiated this. And we've foot the bill for about $1,100 on behalf of our citizens. So we thank the mayor for allowing us to do that. And
well, as far as Mayor, let's go back over to you and talk about, well, first of all, let's talk about you had a city council meeting a week ago, did it virtually. How did that go?
I think it went well. We did have some issues with the volume and folks being able to hear, and we're straightening that out. Our next meeting will be the same as the last meeting. It's kind of difficult. You know, you're up there talking to people, and you don't know who you're talking to. But we did have
71 and
71. Yeah, 71 people. and still our attorney got up and started talking about contracts, and everybody got off the phone, and we were lonely. So It's not Bill's fault. It's not Bill's fault.
Well, Mark, you have the IT background, so obviously that's something you probably had to dive into.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Mike. And we bought new equipment, actually video conferencing equipment. So we have wireless microphones and a new camera system, and we'll have that in place for our next meeting on April 7th.
And so you're planning. So yeah, April 7th is the next scheduled meeting. So you're anticipating everything being pretty much the same when it was. They'll go to Facebook Live if they want to catch that. Right?
Yes, correct.
All right, very good. I know our news guy at the time, Russ. His internet speed was not quick enough to see the video, but he did listen. So he got the information that he needed. But as we go forward here in the month, though, I think everybody was, and neither one of you can answer this, but I think everybody was really kind of happy to see the calendar change to the month of April. I think everybody will be more happy when we get to the 1st of May. It sounds like this month of April is going to be one that's really going to be one to watch.
I think so very much. You know, as you all know, I balance between the college and the city, and things in Montgomery County, Kansas are just a little bit more different than we are here. So it's kind of an interesting balance of keeping people in, safe, but yet allowing them to be outside in the air and you know, get a good positive. Today's a great day. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of kids in our creek fishing. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's, I don't know if it's a saving grace or not, but it may be fortunate at the time of the year to where, you know, if this has been during wintertime, it's maybe a whole different story and trying to keep people inside.
That's correct. And we do want to encourage everyone to keep their social distancing, practice 6 feet. Let's follow the governor's recommendation or actual order. No more than 10 people gathering at one place. And that includes barbecues, family gatherings, well, family. Mm-hmm. But kids are looking for something to do because they're not doing schoolwork. So we just want to encourage everyone, take precautions.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny you mentioned, because the governor actually shut down some state parks because he wasn't real happy mm-hmm. with some of the things he was seeing at the parks. Have you got any report back of the people that are going to the parks? Are they doing pretty well?
You know, of course, we live right across from the mm-hmm. park, and it's been vacant today with the exception of maybe a half a dozen people that have been walking their dogs. And mm-hmm. So I think on our end, I think we feel very comfortable with what we've done.
Yeah, and you and I live next door to each other, and right. there was a little gathering across the street there at the shelter on Sunday. It might have been pushing the limits a little bit. So is that something that they check for, Mark?
Yes, and also we're also limiting access to the shelter as well. That's coming. So the playground and the shelter and the restrooms will not be accessible once we get them all fenced off.
All right, very good. And what's it been like over at City Hall, Mark, and trying to maintain business?
Oh, it's been great, and we have great employees, and everyone's keeping their social distance, staying in their offices. We do communications by phone. The public has been great. I know it's been a burden on them with their water bill paying and other city offices they need to contact, but I just want to commend our citizens in Nevada on how well they're acting through this situation.
And again, no policy changes since the last time we visited as far as shutoffs or anything like that, right?
No, everything stays in place. We are still offering free taxi rides for essential services to groceries, medical, and get you to work. And also, we're not doing disconnects for water bills. We're not doing that, but that's non-payment. Again, we encourage everyone to still pay their bills.
Absolutely. Well, as we go forward, Mayor, what are you looking for as we go forward? Are the things that you're just kind of keeping an eye out for?
Yeah, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I think the way our folks have reacted in Nevada, I think we're going to be really good. Like I said, I'll say it again, our people have really responded to what we've asked them to do very quickly. I know there's still concerns out there that, you know, we haven't done the stay-at-home place yet. And, you know, our guidance is coming from the medical field. So we're just trying to follow that. We're trying to follow our county brothers and sisters and just make things as easy as we can for folks. And we know it's not easy. I mean, mm-hmm. it certainly hasn't been easy for me this last couple of weeks.
But. Yeah, and the fact that there's been zero reported positive cases in Vernon County, we shouldn't rest on our laurels there, right?
Right. No, that's correct.
Yeah, sorry. And I will say something, Mike. You were on the call today. As city leaders, we're very proud of our community. You heard Cotty College and the items mm-hmm. they donated. You heard what our Nevada Health Clinic is doing and our hospital is doing. So you could see a community rallying together to provide needed resources among each other.
Let's talk about it. And probably the last thing from your mind at this point, let's talk about a financial matter, because obviously sales tax is going to take a hit. It's going to take a huge hit. So is that something you've had to start thinking about?
Yeah, Mayor, I'll take that. And we evaluate, we get monthly reports. And so we'll get a report for April, but that'll include like the March payment and people that pay in first quarter. So we won't really know where we're at until May.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, once things, I guess, And I guess the public service announcement here will be, as long as you can, and certainly when we get on the other side of this, shop local as much as you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have such great businesses. I mean, they need to be supported, and they will be. I know that.
Yeah, hopefully when we get on the other side of this, we can create, and we'd certainly be happy to be a partner in that, and create some type of shop local campaign to help get these people back on their feet.
Yeah, I think we need to have some kind of a celebration down on the square when we're all good. And
that's a great idea. Yeah. Barbecue.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We look forward to that. We'll look forward to that day, whatever it is.
Exactly.
You know, and I think I think I can speak for a lot of people. We just want positive news at this point. That's all we're really wanting.
And we're going to do it right, and our citizens are doing it right. So
absolutely.
We thank them for that.
Well, in the meantime, we'll continue to battle and get to the other side of this, and hopefully we'll hear some good news. Well, hopefully we'll come back in 2 weeks at our next City
we'll
B program. Hopefully we'll have more information and maybe some more positive news we can start telling people here in a couple of weeks. Appreciate your time. Mayor George Dox, Interim City Manager Mark Mitchell, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm Mike Harbutt. That's today's City B program on Double K Country.